Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
8:16 now on WWL. Behind him lay the gray Azores, behind the gates of Hercules. Before him, not the ghost of shores. Before him, only shoreless seas. I remember that poem from when I was a kid. That's the only thing I know about the Azores. Here to help us sort all of that out about the Azore High and so forth is Barry Keim, LSU Health Meteorologist. How you doing, Barry?
Hey, good morning. Good to be here.
Tell me about what's going on with hurricanes and the Azore High, and what is the Azores?
Okay, well, the Azores are a group of islands off the coast of northern Africa. And it's just a reference point to talk about where the high pressure is out over the Atlantic Ocean. And by the way, I mean, the Azores High, the Bermuda High, it's essentially the same thing. It really just depends on which side of the ocean you grew up on. We call it the Bermuda High. The Europeans tend to use the term Azores High much more than we do.
I got you. So how did this come into being, or when did it set up occupancy in the Atlantic to turn all these hurricanes, and did it just turn them, or did it also decrease the activity that was occurring?
Okay, so the Bermuda High, Azores High, it's a feature that's always been out there. It's it's what we call, you know, semi-permanent, which is kind of an oxymoron, but it's always out there. It's very potent, big, burly in the summertime, and then in the wintertime it tends to shrink and contract and become a shadow of its former self, but it's still out there. So and it's really important during hurricane season, especially early in the hurricane season, because the hurricanes basically track around the Bermuda High. And depending on where exactly it is, it has a big impact on whether it sends the storms into the Gulf of Mexico or whether they turn up the East Coast. So if the Bermuda High is big, burly, ridge a little further west than normal, we're going to see a lot of activity in the Gulf. Just so happens this season, it's kind of weak and ridged a little further to the east on the eastern side, you know, more towards Africa and Europe. And as a result, the storms are getting spun up and sent along the, you know, out into the Atlantic Ocean up the East Coast, and they don't really make it into the Gulf of Mexico. So that's the season we're having so far, and I don't think anybody in Louisiana is complaining about that. At least
no,
I hope not.
No. So a weak Bermuda or Azore High is good for us, because I get confused with La Nina, El Nino, what's good, what's bad, weak, strong. A weak Bermuda High is what we want to keep the storms out of the Gulf.
Absolutely. And we've had it so far this season. It's been a wonderful thing. I went back and looked at some of the history. You know, I was trying to find another season that looked like this one. Mm-hmm. 1951 and 1952. If you want to see two seasons that shaped up very much like this one is shaping up so far. I mean, the season's not over by any stretch. So let's not write this season off yet, okay? But if it continues on the path that we're on now, I mean, if we keep seeing these East Coast storms, go look at 1951 and 1952, and that's pretty much what's playing out. That was a very weak Bermuda High that year. It was ridged further west or east than normal, and as a result, all those storms went up the East Coast or stayed out over the Atlantic, and virtually no activity whatsoever, certainly not in the northern Gulf. So hopefully that pattern continues. Now, another thing that I think is worth mentioning as it relates to the Bermuda High is, the Bermuda High is very potent and, like I said, burly, if you will, broad over the Atlantic earlier in the summer season, and it starts to fade as we get deeper into hurricane season. And as a result of that, we tend to see more of our storms earlier in the season. And we have a long history of these major hurricanes hitting us, like Katrina and Camille, that usually come on the front end, but before we reach the peak of the hurricane season. We get fewer of those major storms on the back end. But as we get deeper into the season, it tends to be more Florida and East Coast as we get into late October. And I've said this many times, it's gotten me in a little bit of trouble, but we've never had a major, well, let me rephrase this. We've never had a tropical storm or hurricane landfall in Louisiana in the month of November. So that just shows you, as we get deeper into the season, those late storms tend to be more down in the Caribbean or up the East Coast, and the Gulf tends to get quiet at that time of year. So once we get to October, I pretty much write off the season, but just realize the probability is not zero in November. It's just very low.
I seem to remember, what was the storm that happened in October where I think a storm came late in October? I remember it was cooler when I was cleaning up, and also afterward with the power out, it wasn't too bad. Which one was that?
Oh, gosh.
Maybe 5 years ago?
We had Zeta, I think, was one of those. That's probably one of those late October ones. And of course, going way back in time, 1985, and I know you were around back then, because I was too.
Oh, yeah.
We had Hurricane Juan that basically was, doing loops along our coast around Halloween. So we've had them all the way to the very, very end of October. We've had a few of those occurrences, and you do mention one that was very recent, and it was one of those numbered storms. As we got into the Greek alphabet, and I think it was Zeta, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. But that's what Tim tells me in my ear. It was Zeta, and it was pretty cool. Actually, I don't mean cool as in a nice experience. I mean the weather was cool, and it wasn't that bad. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back, Barry. You got to be careful what you say, right? Exactly. Sitting on the radio saying hurricanes are cool. No, not at all. 8:22 traffic now. WWL. 8:28, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Barry Keim, LSU health climatologist, talking about the Bermuda Azor High, whatever it is. When you said 51 and 52, does that mean, Barry, that it's like a two-year thing, or what determines whether the Bermuda High is weak or not?
Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Yeah, we do have some seasons where it seems to be perpetually weak. And again, when we get most of the storms up the East Coast, just by dumb luck, I think we had 2 years in a row. And even 1953 it was very East Coast and the eastern part of the Gulf Basin. Nothing on the western side of the basin.
Let me cut to the chase. I'm trying to look ahead to next year and wonder if the Bermuda High is going to be so I don't worry about off season, because I do sometimes about hurricane season. Any indication that it'll be low? And also, before we let you go, I want to talk about the La Nina and stuff forming, because you got high pressure systems coming down with cold fronts in October, right, which also tend to push the storms to the right, as I understand it, or to the east, or prevent tropical formation in the Gulf. Take me through all of this, please.
Okay. Do not count on 2 years in a row of East Coast storms. It could happen. I mean, it happened in 51 and 52, but don't count on that again. Okay. There is a pretty decent chance that we could get a La Nina as we move deeper into the fall and towards winter. That would be bad news in that it tends to create very favorable conditions for more storms to form on the back end of the season. And, yeah, we certainly don't want any of that, although if we do get those, they're more likely to be Caribbean storms or East Coast storms. Mm-hmm. I don't want to write us off, but you know, anyway, as we get deeper into the season, like I said, I kind of write the season off after October for Louisiana. But with a La Nina, there's certainly a chance that we could see a busier back end of the season than we've seen in the front end. It's been pretty quiet, really, up to this point.
What would La Nina mean for winter?
For winters in Louisiana, that tends to be warmer than normal and drier than normal as the jet stream gets deflected to the north and all the storm tracks are further north, more in the midwestern part of the country, leaves us high and dry and hot.
But we don't know if that's going to happen yet.
No, I think the last time I looked was about a week ago. They had about a 40% chance that would happen.
All right. And when somebody texted in, what day does the snow fall in January of this year?
Thank you, Barry. That's another one I wouldn't count on.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. I don't know if we want to count on that. 8:30, we'll take a break for news, and then we'll come back, talk to Ed Chervenak about the mayoral debate last night. Here is Dave Cohen on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.